Good morning. Good gracious, y'all. I'm having a morning. I did not mark out my scripture passage this morning in my Bible. We're going to read it from here. Listen now for God's word to you this morning from the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all my people to myself." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you. Creating God who is all that is, we are here. We are here. Illuminate your presence within our hearts. Illuminate your presence within this space. Show us again and again and again, O God, that you are here. That you are here. Now may you put into my mouth the words you would have me speak, and take from my mouth those you would not. Amen. Good morning. This passage and this scripture has really just kind of stuck with me this week. Particularly this sentence right there in the middle that I just mentioned in children's time, that I'd like to actually just sit with one more time. And Jesus said, "Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour." And I want to sit with that. Because one of the things that I love about John, and I've mentioned this again and again, the Gospel of John, is that so often it's like Jesus manages to be both flitting through, sort of flowing through, and yet also incredibly human. It's in John that Jesus weeps. And I don't know why, I think probably because of where we are just right now in the world, this really resonated for me. But I find that when I read these passages, they are such a gift in these times because they show the utter humanity of Jesus. It's almost like even though he says right after that, there is this literal like affirmation from the heavens, some affirming bound noise that comes that sounds like thunder to people, that Jesus even in that is saying, "This is for your benefit, not for mine." He's telling them this. And yet still, he talks about this suffering. He talks about his soul being troubled. And I think that he's sharing that for our benefit as well. He is allowing the fullness of his humanity to be seen. I think so often, especially in John, where there is so much focus on the cross, there is so much language. Even in this passage, Jesus says, I mean, he's talking about the way he's going to die. From the get-go, it's like this is central to the conversation. That I think at times, we have a tendency to want to glorify it. We have a tendency to want to lift up this death because that's the way through to the resurrection. Death is always going to be the way to resurrection. But what I love about this passage, and what I think we miss sometimes when we glorify the cross in such a way, is the very real suffering that comes with being human. And Jesus was fully human. Fully human. Jesus was just as human as you and just as human as me. That is essential to understand. God blessed human flesh in the way that God blessed human flesh in the person of Jesus for all of us. God did not bless human flesh in the person of Jesus in the way that God blessed human flesh in the person of Jesus for Jesus' sake. It was for all of us to have a glimpse of that understanding individually, so that together we might have a full understanding of what Jesus was here to tell us. But we have to do it together. Jesus did not come for one or two of us. Jesus was here to show the whole world, anyone who had ears to hear and eyes to see, the kind of goodness that happens when God fully embodies human flesh. And to share that, Jesus came to show us what we can do in these human bodies. Also in John, just a couple chapters later, he says we should be able to do all he could do and more. And I think embracing this suffering, naming the struggle, is key to that. Because so often what happens is that we want to kind of avoid suffering, or we have shame around the things that are difficult. We don't know what to do with death. So many of us, we were talking earlier in the service, just before the service was chatting with some folks about what we were taught about death growing up. And how many of us were taught to ignore it, you know, or we weren't given stories because our parents didn't know how to talk to us about it, because their parents didn't know how to talk to them about it, and their parents did, right? So it's an intergenerational thing. And so then we don't know what to do with our own mortality. And that then trickles out to other parts of our lives. We don't know what to do with our own struggles. We don't know what to do with our own suffering, much less the suffering of the world. So we kind of separate ourselves from them. From the things that are difficult. It's too hard to look at. It's too hard to sit with. It's too uncomfortable. But here's the thing, is that only when we are honest with ourselves, when we are present with that, can we get to the other side of that suffering. Life is hard. Life is especially hard these days. Especially hard. It's confusing. I find myself so often looking in things, and I finally just try to say, huh, okay. Because I don't know how to say, well, that's a surprise. I feel like I'm beyond surprise at this point. It's like, there's another thing that's happening, another weird thing that's happening. Watch out, I'm going to eat my words at some point soon. Weird things keep happening, right? Conflicts erupting everywhere. People are upset, scared, lonely, isolated. And yet, we don't really have the mechanisms for communicating these things. We don't know how to say, I'm scared, I'm lonely, I'm upset, I'm confused. So we don't. But then we end up feeling more and more of all of those things. That energy's got to go somewhere. Even within, I can feel the weight right here. It's here. It's like every year, the Lenten season, if you can connect well with the reality of this sort of movement, it can get really heavy. I think what Jesus is affirming in this passage is that God is here too. God is in the heavy. God is in the heavy. God is in the lonely. God is in the uncertain. God is in the afraid. God is in the lost. For you, for me, to remind us that God is here through it all. God is here through it all. God is here through it all. Amen.